Welcome to episode 1367 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. There is something unusual about the fifth commandment, the fifth principle given by God to his people for how to live lives to the full. Of all the 10 commandments, it is the only one that comes with an explicit promise.
Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
God is saying, this matters. This is important enough that I am attaching a promise to it. But what is the promise? What does it mean to have long days in the land? Most of us read this individualistically. We think, if I honor my parents, I will live a long personal life. I will reach old age. I will have many years ahead of me. And while that may be part of what God means, it is far too small a reading. The promise is not primarily about personal longevity. The promise is about communal stability, about the kind of society that emerges when honor flows through generations. Think about what happens in a society where honor is lost, where young people dismiss their elders, where each generation rejects the past and starts from scratch. Knowledge is lost. Mistakes are repeated. The society becomes unstable and cannot build on its foundation. But in a society where honor is cultivated, where young people respect their elders, where wisdom is transmitted across generations, where continuity is valued, something different emerges. There is stability. There is the possibility of genuine progress because it builds on what has already been learned. This is the promise. Not personal longevity necessarily, but communal stability. A land that endures. A future that is secure. To understand this promise, we have to understand the covenant structure of Scripture. Throughout the Old Testament, God makes covenants with his people. He promises blessing, long life, numerous descendants, flourishing in the land, but always with conditions. Blessings flow from obedience. Curses result from disobedience. Listen to Moses' farewell speech in Deuteronomy.
See, I set before you today life and good, death and evil. Therefore choose life, that you and your offspring may live.
The promise is relational. Long life in the land results from a people living in right relationship with God and each other. The fifth commandment is part of this covenant structure. When God says, honor your father and mother, that your days may be long, he describes a causal relationship. Not magical, but real. Honor creates a certain kind of society. That society is stable. That stability allows people to flourish and live long lives. Conversely, when honor is lost and contempt replaces reverence, instability emerges. Social breakdown follows. In such a society, people do not flourish. What does intergenerational health look like? It looks like elders being respected for accumulated wisdom. Young people learning from those who have lived longer. It looks like knowledge being transmitted. Not just information, but the kind of wisdom that only comes from living through difficulty. From seeing patterns over decades. It looks like mistakes being learned from. Previous generations pay the cost. The next generation, honoring that sacrifice, avoids repeating it. It looks like meaning being preserved. Every family has a story. Every group of people have a narrative. This narrative gives identity. When honor is lost, this narrative is abandoned. Young people become unmoored. It looks like responsibility being accepted. Parents who are honored by their children take their role seriously. They invest in formation. They pass on values, not just rules. It looks like accountability flowing both directions. Children honor parents, learning humility and gratitude. Parents accept the weight of their role, learning responsibility. The result is mutual accountability that creates stability. We live in an age that has largely abandoned intergenerational honor. We live in a culture that celebrates youth and dismisses age. We are told innovation requires rejecting the past. Progress means leaving behind tradition. Freedom means detaching from family and ancestry. Consider how many things are dismissed as old-fashioned or out of touch. The result? Look around. We see young people adrift, disconnected from roots, unclear about identity. We see elders isolated and dismissed, their accumulated wisdom treated as irrelevant. We see each generation having to reinvent much, making the same mistakes, lacking the stability that comes from continuity. We see increasing instability, high rates of mental health crisis, epidemic levels of anxiety and depression, fractured communities, people without a sense of belonging or purpose. The land is not secure. The future is uncertain. Days are not long in the sense God promises. And God is watching this and saying, you have rejected honor. You have scorned your fathers and mothers. You have treated, as disposable, those who gave you life. And the promised stability, long days in the land, is slipping away. When honor is cultivated, when intergenerational health is prioritized, what emerges? First, stability. A society where the past is respected is a society that can build on its own foundation. That society can make genuine progress because it is not constantly starting over. Second, wisdom. An elder who is honored is willing to speak. Wisdom is not forced on the young against their will. It is offered to those who show respect. Young people who honor their elders have access to accumulated knowledge that took decades to acquire. Third, identity. When you know your story, where you come from, what your people have endured and overcome, what values have been passed down through generations, you have an anchor. You know who you are. This is profoundly stabilizing. Fourth, meaning. A young person who connects to their lineage understands that they are part of something larger than themselves. Their life has meaning not just because of their personal achievements, but because they are continuing a story. They are carrying forward something that matters. Fifth, resilience. A society with strong intergenerational bonds can weather crises. When disaster comes, economic collapse, war, plague, a people that knows how to work together across generations can adapt and survive. A fragmented society where each generation is isolated lacks the resilience to endure difficulty. All of this, stability, wisdom, identity, meaning, resilience, creates the conditions for flourishing. Long days become possible, not just for individuals, but for the people as a whole. But honor? How does honor create stability? It begins with humility. A child taught to honor their parents learns they are not the center of the universe. This humility is the beginning of wisdom. A humble person can learn. A humble person can listen. From humility comes respect for authority. A young person who respects their parents is more likely to respect teachers and leaders. From respect for legitimate authority comes the ability to build functional communities, people who cooperate, who respect those who lead, where young and old work together. Such societies are stable. And in such a society, days become long, not because everyone lives to be 100, but because the society itself lasts. Because there is a future. Because you can build something sustainable. Honor is not one directional. The fifth commandment does not create a hierarchy where parents are always right. Honor is a posture that shifts across the lifespan. In childhood, children obey and gradually learn to honor their parents. In adulthood, the dynamic changes. Adult children relate to aging parents differently. The obligation to obey decreases, but the obligation to honor increases. Adult children care for aging parents and treat them with dignity as roles reverse. In old age, the honored elder becomes a source of wisdom for the extended family and community. This is the full arc of intergenerational honor. It is lifelong. It evolves, but it remains. Where have you rejected honor in your own life? Where have you treated your parents or elders with contempt? Where have you acted as though you emerged from nowhere, as though you owe nothing to those who came before? How might your life and your society change if you recovered honor? The promise attached to honor is about communal flourishing. It is about building a society that lasts, a society where wisdom is preserved, where identity is continuous, where meaning flows from generation to generation. When we honor our father and mother, we choose stability over fragmentation. We choose to build on what has been given rather than constantly starting over. And God promises this choice leads to long days. Not just for you, but for your children and grandchildren. The land will be secure. The future will be stable. Flourishing becomes possible. This is the promise. Not magical, but real. Not individual only, but communal. Not a promise that life will be easy, but a promise that if you honor those who came before, you create a foundation on which genuine flourishing can grow. Father, help us understand that honor is the foundation of strength. Help us recover respect for those who came before, so we can receive their wisdom and pass on their legacy. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.